The important thing to remember is that for TPP to take effect, both the United States and Japan have to ratify TPP. By Japan clearing the first hurdle, that means that the onus is clearly on Congress to pass TPP during the lame duck. If they fail to do so, then that means that TPP will ultimately fail. The other important thing to remember is that TPP will level the playing field for U.S. beef going into Japan. Upon implementation of TPP, we will pay the same tax as Australian beef producers. And without TPP, we are still going to pay the 38.5% tax on our beef going into Japan, while Australia has a 10% advantage now, and that's going to grow even more, making us less competitive year after year.
And every day TPP is not ratified, Backus argues it gets harder to make up for Australia's tariff advantage when and if the U.S. ratifies the deal. TPP would reduce U.S. beef tariffs going into Japan from 38.5% to 9% in just over 16 years. That's better than any other market access agreement by any other country into Japan. But right now, U.S. producers are losing over $400,000 per day.
With this $400,000 per day loss, those are not projected losses, those are real-time losses. And the only way to stop the bleeding is to pass TPP. And that's why we need Congress to vote on TPP when they return from the elections.
And if Congress fails to pass TPP?
Well, unfortunately, if Congress fails to pass TPP this fall in 2016, the world's going to keep turning. And unfortunately, Japan is going to be forced to look to other trade partners. They're already looking to finalize a trade agreement with the European Union. And so that means that we're going to be further behind other competitors in our leading export market. China is also looking to set the terms of trade in the Pacific. So that means that the United States as a whole will be less competitive throughout the world. And more importantly, U.S. producers are going to be the ones left holding the bag.